fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the very first day of January, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, it is 2024. It has been now for right at 7 hours. How about that? The prep tip of the day is to prepare a list of goals for 2024. I do that every year. I review the goals I made the year before. I look at those. I consider them. I ponder them. And I make my new list of goals for 2024. It's going to be different things for different people, obviously. It could be health-related, relationship-related, employment, finance, any number of things. But make that list and then work on carrying out and completing that list. All right. We're going to have open lines this first 2 hours. The third hour will be taken over by another host here at Republic Broadcasting. And we have a special fundraiser. We are in very serious need of funds here at Republic Broadcasting. If you go to the Republic Broadcasting website, that's republicbroadcasting.org, you'll see the RBN New Year Rebel Madman Rabble Raiser. And this is a chance to make a contribution to Republic Broadcasting and have the possibility of winning a very nice handmade embroidered quilt with the Confederate States of America battle flag on it. So it's a win-win situation for all of us. Okay, 2024. What does that mean? My wife and I were holding our breath, hoping and praying that nothing bad happened at Times Square last night. Obviously, nothing did of any consequence. The usual probably trouble with police dealing with drunks and rabble-rousers, but nothing that rose to the level of national concern, thank goodness. Very recently, Tucker Carlson expressed his main concern for 2024, and I have to admit, I certainly can't disagree with Tucker. His concern being these tens of thousands of military-age men coming to this country illegally. The fact that the Defense Department is prepared to offer these men positions in the U.S. military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force, forgetting the fact that they're criminals on the face of it. If you cross the border illegally, you're a criminal, by the way. And in exchange for full citizenship, if they complete their tour of duty with whatever branch of service they decide to enter. That's wrong on the face of it. It is so wrong. But that's what's being proposed. I don't know how close it is becoming reality, but that's what's going on there. I've pointed out to several people, I pointed out to Mike Adams, he confirmed with his private sources that what I'm saying is accurate. A lot of photographs coming out of that area of these illegal aliens crossing the border, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. A lot of Chinese nationals, a lot. The influx of Chinese nationals has been dramatic. In a number of these photographs, there could be 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 of these men. I see them standing there. And what I point out to Mike Adams, and I'm about to point out to you, is the following fact, that many of these men, any given group, about 25% or so are standing there at the position of parade rest. That's something men don't normally do unless they've had military training. Parade rest is standing with your feet about a foot apart, your hands held together behind your back. That's parade rest. As soon as I saw that, it immediately set off alarms in my mind as to who these men really are, as opposed to who they're claiming to be. I've spoken with other veterans about this. They concur with my analysis that these men are, in fact, men who have had military training coming to this country illegally. Giving these men citizenship in exchange for a tour of duty with one of the branches of the U.S. military is wrong on the face of it, and very dangerous, extremely dangerous. They don't speak English, the majority of them, not English in the sense that we would recognize as being competent English speakers. If they do, that's probably another huge red flag, quite frankly. And they're going to be incorporated into the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Space Force, Coast Guard. They're going to be incorporated into our national defense. What could possibly go wrong there? There's a reason that the founding fathers did not want dual nationals to be president of the United States, because a dual national, by definition, will always have loyalty at some level to their other country that they're a dual national from. Of course they will. That's just human nature. Now, taking myself as an example, my great-grandfather, Henry Moore, immigrated to the United States, doing it properly. He probably went through Ellis Island in about 1890, something like that. He probably held some loyalty to his country of birth, where he was a young adult when he left. I didn't get to know him. I knew his wife, my great-grandmother. She died when I was about 10 or 11 years old. But I never knew him. He became a U.S. citizen, went through all the necessary things that needed to be done to become a U.S. citizen. But I'm sure at some level, he maintained a sense of loyalty and a sense of duty to his country of birth. That's just natural. That's just normal human behavior. The U.S. Constitution refers to being to be eligible to be president of the United States, you have to be, I believe, 35 years old and a natural-born citizen. This is where, for most Americans, most of the time, there's a bit of confusion and a bit of ignorance. The U.S. Supreme Court defined in the 1890s, I believe, well, sometime in the 19th century, what a natural-born citizen is. It's two things. It's not just one. One is which is what most people know and understand, is being born on U.S. soil. That's one. The other, which apparently most people don't know, in which Barack Hussein Obama does not meet that qualification, Vivek Ramaswamy does not meet that qualification, that's to have two American citizens for parents. Barack Hussein Obama did not have two American citizens for parents. He had one American citizen for a president, for a parent. Vivek Ramaswamy had parents who were Indian nationals, not American citizens, when he was born. There's other candidates that don't meet this criteria as well. Those are two that first come to my mind. Ironically, it was Hillary Clinton who first brought up the fact, and it is a fact, that Barack Hussein Obama was not qualified to be president of the United States. Now, I believe she was hanging her beliefs on the fact that he was born in Kenya, which he probably was, instead of focusing on not having two American parents, which she could have and should have done. Well, they got her to shut up. They promised her to be Secretary of State and then be president the next cycle after Barack was done trying to destroy the country. She would be the follow-up to finish destroying the country. That was a promise made to her, and she went along with it. And they got her to shut up about Barack Hussein Obama not being qualified to be president of the United States. Barack Hussein Obama attended a Christian church in Chicago for decades, where the pastor obviously hated America, hated what America stands for. Now, if he genuinely converted from Islam to Christianity, there should have been a fatwa issued by some Muslim nutcase in the Middle East someplace demanding that Barack Hussein Obama be put to death because he converted to Christianity. That's routinely done in the Muslim community, by the way, in case you don't know. I don't believe that fatwa was ever issued. I really don't believe that Barack Hussein Obama ever converted to Christianity, quite frankly. He pretended to. And people believe it. Let's look at the name a little bit. Barack Hussein Obama. Now, my first question to all of you, what was the name of the horse that Muhammad rode to heaven when he died? The name of the horse that Muhammad rode to heaven when he died was Barack. Next question, what was the name of Muhammad's oldest grandson? I believe he was the oldest. Muhammad's oldest grandson was Hussein. So we have a former president named after a horse and named after the oldest grandson of Muhammad, Barack Hussein Obama. My friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page spent a year of his life in sub-Sahara Africa. That's all the countries south of the Sahara Desert. I'm not sure he was in South Africa, but all those other countries, which there's a couple of dozen. His assignment by the U.S. Department of Defense was to document what the Chinese are doing in sub-Sahara Desert, sub-Sahara Africa. In his travels, which were extensive, he went to Kenya, and he got to visit the birthplace of Barack Hussein Obama, and there's all kinds of signs and tourist trinkets and T-shirts, coffee mugs for sale, commemorating the U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama being born in Kenya. Barack Hussein Obama had natural mother that was his birth mother, and I think three other mothers who were married to his father at the same time. His father was Muslim, obviously. And I think he had four wives. Anyway, one of the grandmothers, he had many grandmothers, obviously. One of the grandmothers, I heard her on the radio talking about how proud she was of her grandson, Barack Hussein Obama, being born in Kenya. She was present at the birth. She is the only person who has come forward as a witness to the birth of Barack Hussein Obama. the only one. Now, I would think that that hospital in Hawaii, where he allegedly was born, that all the doctors and nurses who were present on the staff at that time, especially the delivering doctor and nurses in the delivery room, would be quite proud of the fact that they were there during the birth of a future president. Now, granted, that's been, what, 60 years ago or so? I'm not sure how Hussein Obama is. But there's probably, especially when he was first running for president, I'm sure there were a number of those witnesses still alive at the time to come forward and express their delight, express their, being present at the birth of the future president in Hawaii. We had a sheriff in Arizona who assigned several detectives to look into the birth of Barack Hussein Obama, and they did a very excellent analysis of the alleged birth certificate of Barack Hussein Obama, proving, in my opinion, that Barack Hussein Obama was, in fact, a fraud. And if you got a question or comment, we'll take your questions at 512-248-8252. I'm not, I'm sitting here, I'm a former homicide detective sitting here in the Ozarks. It's about a 35-minute drive at the speed limit to the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal. I can look north, south, east, west from my home and not see any human structures, human-built structures at all, only trees, rocks, leaves, the pavement of the road in front of me. At night, when the leaves are off the trees, I can see the lights from a couple of the closest homes. Once the leaves come back, I can't even do that. So the point being, if a homicide detective deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks knows that Barack Hussein Obama was not qualified to be president, don't you think that it was common knowledge in Washington, D.C.? Of course it was. They all kept their mouths shut, didn't they? Even those who would find it in their interest to point it out, such as the members of the Republican Party, would it be in their interest to point out that this man was not qualified to be president of the United States? Of course it would be, but they kept their mouth shut. So we had 8 years of a man not qualified to be president, sitting in the Oval Office, putting his feet up on the desk, by the way, which is, within Muslim culture, that's an extreme insult, to show the soles of your feet to anybody present in the room. In addition to the insult of putting your feet on the desk in the Oval Office, another insult to the American people and the world, showing his contempt for the people of the United States, showing his contempt for the presidency of the United States, showing his contempt for the U.S. Constitution, and everything it stands for. But he did that. Many, many photographs of him with his feet on the desk. Barack Hussein Obama held the entire U.S. military in contempt, just like William Jefferson Clinton and others. Those are the two worst examples that I can think of. So where do we go from here? We have a new year ahead of us. This year is only 7 hours and 18 minutes long. What are you going to do? I'm asking all of you out there. You might be in Alaska, Key West, Florida, up in Maine near the Canadian border, down near San Diego near the Mexican border. It's a big country. What are you going to do? What can you do? We'll answer that question when we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, the very first day of January 2024. My website is thelibertyman.com. A year ago, we were having very great difficulties. My webmaster, my friend Tim Spencer, had passed, and it was a tough few weeks to get it back up and running. And now it's been up and running now most of this past year, thank goodness. We have more than 9 gigabytes of information there. If you want to get up to speed on the worst crime in human history, quite frankly, it is the worst crime in human history. The consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. We add to that panel a couple of times a week, more than 200 articles and videos, especially articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says in no uncertain terms that all the COVID-19 vaccinations are meant to kill people. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects to kill and disable people. How about that? If you have issues with sleep, check out the energy cleaner. If you have issues with pain, check out the energy cleaner. It's my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it, I personally box it up. I take it to the little country post office at Cherry Hill, Missouri, where it goes out, wherever you might be. United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. I ship a lot of these to Australia, by the way. We have a lot of listeners there. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order right there at my website or call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. All right, new year ahead of us. We all have the things we like to do, the things we have no choice, the things we want to do, the things that need to be done. It's going to be different things for different people. If you're employed, your work comes first, up and above many other things. Next would be, in terms of time spent, would be your family and church activities. Then you have, of course, discretionary time. What are you going to do with your discretionary time? Go hunting, go fishing, be in a bowling league, a pool table league, pool league. Maybe you like to compete in marathons or bicycle races. What, you know, there's all kinds. There's hundreds of things people can use their discretionary time for. Obviously, there are. I want you to consider using some, not all, but some of that discretionary time to involve yourself with local politics. When I say local politics, at the city and county level, at the school board level. Unfortunately, our opposition I call the Socialist, Communist, Democrats, Muslims, they spent the last half century focusing on those things, which eventually these congressmen and senators, where they begin? They begin at the local level also, don't they? Almost always, there's big exceptions, Donald Trump being one of the big ones. What can you do? You can support patriotic Americans who are running for these offices, school board, city council, county offices. You might want to run yourself if you feel like you need to do that. These candidates, you know, what we're looking at here is conservative, Christian, patriot candidates. They need two things. They need volunteer time and need money. You can contribute one or the other or both. That'd be great. We have our first caller here, the first caller of the year at Republic Broadcasting. And let's see if I can get to it. Looks like JP in Chicago. You are the very first caller on a live show this year, sir.
Wow, that's great news. Happy New Year, John. My dog's also a big fan of yours. When your Green Beret song comes on, we do PTs every morning. So I missed your show last week because I gained a little weight. So my dog's keyed into your tune. He's like a Pavlovian trained to it. But I got a bit of news, John. Do you know we got hit with an X-flare on New Year's? A huge X-flare just hit us a few hours ago. Are you aware of that?
I was aware one was coming. So what were the effects, if you know, sir?
Well, it's an X5. It's a real big, fast one. It directly hit the Earth. And I've been monitoring, you know, our pole shift, magnetic pole shift, for quite some time. And there's a huge difference, John, between the sun. Our magnetic north is shifting towards Russia. And I'm looking
at it. It's been doing that for 3,600 years, but go ahead.
Yeah, but it's really shifted, John. I mean, just in the last year, I've been watching Null School. There's other guys like BP Earthwatch, other fellows on YouTube that show this. But there is a huge, it's like, if you look at the upper atmosphere, on Null, you go to nullschool.net, you know, if you just Google that up, it'll show you all the satellites. And literally, the Gulf Streams and everything has shifted. It looks like 15 degrees just in the last year. So we're seeing a lot of anomalies with the weather. And I think that's going to continue into 2024. What do you think?
Well, of course it will. Of course it will. Well, let's bring people up to speed. You and I know what you're talking about, but a lot of our listeners may not. Every time there's a... Well, first of all, there's two North Poles, and a lot of people don't even know that. There's True North, which is where the planet rotates and spins around True North. And then there's Magnetic North, which is where the compass points to. So every time there's a pole shift where the following happens, True North catches up with Magnetic North in about 72 hours. it's a real event. And it happens about every 3,600 years. Anything else, JP?
Just something about Obama, if you got a minute.
Hold on after the break. We'll get to your comment about Obama. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti...
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. I talked about it just a few moments ago. Articles and videos that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. There's a lot there. And we add to it several times a week to keep up to date on what's going on in the world. Products that will help you achieve your goals. Lots of different products will help you achieve your goals. I mentioned the energy cleaner just a few minutes ago, but it's wintertime. If you like to stay warm and cozy and save money, check out the Liberator Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture these wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. Listen carefully. No smoke in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri on Old Route 66. And, of course, if you want to make a lifestyle change and live among other conservative Christian patriots, you might want to check out the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community. All the details are at thelibertyman.com. We have J.P. held over from the last segment, and you got a comment, J.P., about Barack Hussein Obama?
Yeah. I was born, unfortunately, in Chicago, but I spent a lot of my life as an exchange student trying to escape this hellhole. But, as a kid in Germany, I got to see communism, man. I got to go to the East Berlin, and that woke me up. Like Nyquist says, you know, it's like night and day when you understand how the communists are. But when I came back to Chicago, I started seeing how they were rolling out the long march through the institutions, and that was way back in the 90s. So our children, we have a generation of Marxists, and this is the problem with Obama. is when I got into remote viewing, he was one of my first targets, and he is just dark. I mean, he is a communist. He is a Muslim. What you're saying is true about him. The hidden thing most people don't know is he had a spook background. His father, grandfather was a spook, okay, and he went to Occidental College, which is well known for spies. But when I did remote viewing on him, I literally seen demonic energy, and I started tracing this long time ago. But if your audience wants to look up some of the facts about Obama, check out Tucker's latest interview with Sinclair. Now, I discovered this a long time ago when I found the police reports that Obama was murdering his gay lovers at that church, okay, that Christian church on 119th and Dan Ryan. I know exactly where it is. Every time I drive by that church, I just think of terrorist things. I'm sorry, I'm not that kind of person, but it's just a house of evil. And the police reports show that every relationship he had in that church, which were gay black men, they were all murdered. And Sinclair was one of these guys that did crack with him, and he admits it on a Tucker interview. But I read the police report. When I seen the Tucker interview, it confirmed it to me that he's a murdering demon from hell. I mean, literally. Right. And people like to blame. I mean, last night there's a lot of comments about Trump and Trump's part of Warp Speed. But if you look at the history of Obamacare, if you look at all our bioweapons labs going to Ukraine, the executive actions were signed by Obama. He created this medical state that we're all being murdered by. And, you know, I think he's the father of bioweaponry. What do you think about that one?
Well, it's very possible. It's very possible. Most likely, Barack Hussein Obama did murder these men himself. They had operatives that did it on his behalf, don't you think?
Yeah. That was very professional, too. I looked at the on the records. They were double-tapped behind the ear. So that's professional.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's, you're right about him. And this is the thing. If there is someone that forecasts the black one, Mavis, the Antichrist, it's Obama. He tags, he marks all the checks. He's gay. He hates God. He claims to be a Muslim, but he's really a communist atheist. And he's a lawyer and ex-spook. So he's pure deception. Pure deception. I believe he's running the White House right now. That's just my opinion.
Oh, yeah, well, I agree. And it's probably Valerie Jarrett is actually doing the day-to-day work with Obama giving directions from his handlers. I'm not aware of any president since in the 20th century that bought a mansion in Washington, D.C. Upon leaving the White House. Majority of the time, as far as I know, they want to get the hell out of Dodge and have nothing to do with Washington, D.C. anymore once they leave the presidency, don't they?
Yeah, I know. Look what happens. They all get compromised. Like Ryan, I was a big Tea Party guy for years. I supported Ryan. But when he went to Washington, he got the Epstein Island treatment. Something happened to him. And rumors were he was, you know, they turned him into a gay and they got pictures on him. And that's how they compromised him.
Really?
So, yeah, that's the rumor. Now, I heard this on the internet. I've seen pictures. I don't know if it's real or not. But if you look at what he did, Ryan pushed that Obamacare. Ryan was big on that. He was a big rhino. And right. He betrayed the Tea Party member. The groups of the Tea Party all got set up on Homeland Security. They got targeted, IRS'd. So we got a big problem with politics. And, John, I got to believe in Trump, man, because even though people blame him for that warp speed, he's like the only option we got. There's no other option.
Right.
So I think it's positive. That's the only thing we got looking forward to 24. I think I'm seeing a lot of darkness in this year, especially with war.
Right. Well, I'll most likely vote for President Trump on one hand. On the other, I can't give the support I could before. He still takes pride in Operation Warp Speed. It takes personal responsibility for it being a good thing, which, of course, it's not. It's the worst crime in human history, and he's complicit in the worst crime in human history. The action, as far as any hope we have, is going to be at the local level, at the city level, school board level, county level. If there's any hope of changing this at all, that's where it's going to be, in my opinion, JP.
Yeah, and one other thing that people need to realize, and we're not taught this in school, there's tiers of security and power above the president, and Dames taught me that a decade ago. So, like, Kissinger's got more power. People like that that are in the D.C. swamp, that have been there and never leave, these are the real controllers of the deep state, and the American public need to wake up to that, that the shadow government is real. So I don't know what to say about Trump. He's got positive and negatives, but I really threw everything in with him. And a lot of men risk their lives, their careers, their future. They're sitting in jail because of Trump. So I don't know.
Yeah,
we're between a rock and a hard place. That's where we're at, John.
Absolutely, we are. Absolutely, we are. But we will prevail. We know who wins in the end. It's going to be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth between here and there, but we need to work on winning, don't we?
True, and keep the prize ahead, John. That the Christ is returning, and we may be in the bedtime. So we win in the end. You're absolutely right. And God bless you for your show and everything you do, John. You're a shining star. I keep saying that you're always there, telling the truth, and that I could depend on you. That you're always going to be there, telling the truth, and that's what your audience sticks by
you. Well, thank you, JP. We appreciate it.
All right, John. Take care now.
Okay. Thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. We need to strike a balance in our lives. Obviously, at least it's obvious to me. I hope it is to you also. Of what we do with our discretionary time, that discretionary time is one of the more valuable things we have. There have been points in my life where I took pride in working no less than 60 hours a week and had frequent 80-hour weeks back to back to back for months and on end. And I took pride in that, in my ability to do the work and provide for my family. And I did that, and it was the thing I needed to be doing at the time. And my discretionary time was quite limited, to say the least. Quite limited, but that's the way it was. If I had to do it again, I would. I found myself with no choice at the time to do that. I'm very delighted. I no longer need to be doing that kind of work schedule. I'm quite happy to do my 3 hours a day here at Republic Broadcasting and use whatever discretionary time I have for other matters as I see fit. Now, personally, I am a Republican commitment from my township. I live in Osage Township in Crawford County, Missouri. The Republican Central Committee does fundraising, and we raise funds to provide funding for conservative Christian patriot candidates that have strong opposition from the dark side so that they can either be elected or be reelected if necessary. And that's what we do. We have our Lincoln Day event, which is a very nice dinner with a well-known public speaker once a year. We have, most years, we have a golf tournament, which is another great fundraiser. And we hold on to these funds to spend as necessary for candidates who need those funds. It's been in the last few years, we haven't really had much opposition to our office holders in Crawford County, but when the need comes up, we meet that need and make sure that the good guys are in office as opposed to those who oppose us, socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. I recall a local lady, she was convinced by her liberal friends to run for state rep, I believe it was. And she asked if she could come to movie night and make her presentation to those at movie night at the American Legion in Davisville. I said, sure, come on down. She tried to convince me that she was pro-gun, that she was raised in a gun-owning family. And I said, that may be, and I don't doubt that for a moment on one hand. On the other, the party you belong to is anti-gun. And you can't change that. That's the party you belong to, the Democratic Party. And she gets into telling me about how she was taught in college that life begins at birth. And she saw no problem whatsoever with killing a baby before it's born. In and breathing air. No problem whatsoever. I was polite to her, and she talked to probably 8 or 10 people at movie night. She wasn't able to convince a single one of them that she was the person who should be our state rep. Unsuccessful. And of course, she lost the election, as well she should have. And it's important. It's important to be active locally. And we had a former Speaker of the House that said all politics is local. And that's very true. That's very true. And we need to keep that in mind. You know, mainstream news is filled up with what's taking place at the national level in Washington, D.C., on one hand. On the other, if it wasn't for the politics at the county level, there'd be no national politics. Simply wouldn't be. The money and the volunteers all come from the local level for all these candidates. Now, granted, there's really large entities contributing really big dollars for some of these Senate campaigns, president, obviously, some of the state U.S. congressmen. That doesn't change the fact that the majority support, the volunteer help, and money comes from the local level. It doesn't change that at all. That's the way it is. You need to recognize it. Now, everybody's going to have their own situation. You may not want to volunteer your time for a state rep or a state senator or somebody running for school board, but could you contribute $5 or $10 or $20? Of course you could. Unless you're on a really, really tight budget, of course you can. And these local levels, I mean, at the county, and I know in my county, typical campaign may spend $4,000 or $5,000 for one of these county offices, the sheriff, the county treasurer, the assessor, and so forth. State reps, maybe a little bit more, not much. Maybe $8,000 or $10,000. State senators, a little more, not much. Now, these local, at least in my area, these local elections are run on a shoestring budget. The majority of the time, the candidate themselves put their own money into it and their own time into it. That's the way it is for most candidates most of the time. Family members help, friends help. I recall when the previous sheriff, Randy Martin, ran, great guy. He's now retired. When he was running, he had a couple of dozen family members who helped him with the campaign. And they would show up all wearing the same Randy Martin T-shirt. And it made an impression that this guy had a lot of support. And he got elected, and he was a great sheriff. So please consider. This is a presidential election year, obviously. A lot of speculation. Will there or will there not be a presidential election? Our opposition, the Socialists, Communists, Democrats, Muslims, they know they can't win without mail-in ballots. They can't. They have to have mail-in ballots. And to get those, they need another pandemic, don't they? I think the tide has turned where the majority of American adults know that they were fooled. You know, I know a number of men and women who got the COVID vaccination clot shot and they now regret it. I'll be meeting with one of those gentlemen later this week to do some diagnostics with him, with his cooperation, obviously. He's very interested in this technology. And I don't believe they're going to fool us again with another make-believe pandemic. When we went through beginning in 2020, that was make-believe. A flu-like disease that killed 0.3% of the people that got it. It's not a pandemic. Oh, by the way, they had to change the definition of what is a pandemic. They did that 8 or 10 years ago. They knew what they were planning in the future. So they need a make-believe pandemic. They need mail-in ballots. Barack Hussein Obama has publicly stated recently that illegal aliens can vote if they choose to. That's wrong. That's wrong on the face of it. There's no major country on the planet that doesn't have voter registration. All the major countries have voter registration. Of course they do. We don't. Not nationwide anyway. Now, Missouri, we have voter registration. At the American Legion, where I'm the commanding officer, we have that's our polling place for Osage Township. And the ladies that run it, it's almost always ladies, they make sure you're a registered voter before they allow you to vote. Here's our next break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. That audio clip is from my film where the U.S. Marines are about to take over Morocco. And that was in the 19th century. Guys, say good for them. Republic Broadcasting has a fundraiser. It's the Rebel Madman Rabble Raiser. If you go to Republic Broadcasting's website, you can make your donation and have a chance to win a beautiful handmade Confederate battle flag that would look great on your wall or on your bed. It's a great opportunity to both help Republic Broadcasting and have a chance to win this excellent handmade blanket and enjoy that as part of your home. All right. First live show of the year. That's my show, the John Moore Show on Republic Broadcasting. And here we are, the first day of January 2024. I got my new calendars up, ready to start the new year. You've probably done the same thing yourself. And looking forward to a great year myself, as far as my relationship with my wife, my relationship with all my friends and family, my career here at Republic Broadcasting. We've been working for a year now on live stream, and it's been a challenge. We're really close, closer than we've ever been. My wife and I are learning about things we didn't know anything about in terms of this technology. The technology is fascinating and fast-moving. Things that can be done in a home studio that couldn't be done not very long ago because the expense involved to get professional quality equipment, which I now have. We've had a carpenter's crew here at my place the past 2 weeks. They start the third week tomorrow. And they're taking a 24 by 24 foot room and rehabilitating it with a complete tear down and rebuild. It had been built initially as a quilting room for the deceased wife of one of the former owners of this property. And it's being done just right. It will be a professional quality studio for me to do my radio show, Public Broadcasting, and do live stream also. With guests as a need arises, and the audio quality, the video quality will be every bit as good as any professional studio, any place on the planet. And I want to publicly thank my wife for her expertise in this area, the technicians that are helping us, the carpenters that are helping us. It's been quite a project involving a number of people and a lot of time and, of course, a lot of money devoted to it as well. And I'll keep you posted as we move forward with that project to have my studio up and running, and I'm looking forward to it. I can clear out the corner of my dining area, which is now where I do most of my broadcasts from. And here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.